Both the carriers and the risk managers are much more open to sharing information than what they used to be. Let me tell you what our struggles are. Let me tell you what our successes have been and why we've gotten there. And I think that openness has created such a much better partnership than what it used to be.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain some insight into their success and to talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. Gloria Brocious is Corporate Risk Manager at Pinnacle Agriculture. Gloria has served on the Board of Directors for the Risk and Insurance Management Society, also known as RIMS, since 2014, and is a member of the Rocky Mountain RIMS chapter. This interview was conducted during the RIMS 2016 annual conference in San Diego. So, Gloria, tell us what Pinnacle Agriculture does.
Pinnacle is becoming a nationwide distributor of seed and fertilizer and plant nutrients to farmers. Currently in 36 states, and we have about 2,000 employees.
So how did you get into the risk management field?
I fell into it, actually. I used to work for a home builder when I was much younger, as happens with home building from time to time. We were going through a bit of a slump in Denver. There were a lot of layoffs in my company. I had a very young child at home, and I needed to make sure that I had a job that had good benefits and that would be relatively secure. I answered an ad in the paper. I didn't even know what risk management was at that time, and learned from the ground up there. I started off as an administrative assistant and worked my way up to a director of risk management position there.
What kind of professional organizations do you belong to now?
Right now, RIMS is my only professional organization. It's taking up some time right now, being on the board of directors, which is great. It's an organization that I've chosen to spend my volunteer time at over the years, and it's done a lot for me, both personally and professionally, and I'm happy to give back.
So how did you get into this position in RIMS? Did you hold positions at local chapters?
I did. I'd been a member of RIMS for a few years, and I was asked to start serving on their board at that time. I was their secretary, vice president, and president about 10 years ago. And continued to serve on the board after my term as president was up. It was a very rewarding experience to me to serve in that role and to really shape the chapter and help it grow and become one of the best chapters in RIMS. Then I started serving on a national committee, RIMS committee, the Member and Chapter Services Committee, which was a great fit for me, and then was interviewed to join the board of directors for RIMS.
Awesome. What's your experience been like being on the board of directors for RIMS?
It's been really good. Very different. You know, at the chapter level, it's more focused on the next event and what's going to happen next and what can we do next. And certainly at the society board level, it's much more strategic. It's like, let's think about the five-year plan. It's been a very good move for me. Very much have enjoyed it. But it's definitely a much more strategic role than what I'm accustomed to.
So tell us, how has risk management changed over the course of your career?
From an industry perspective, I think things are much more open now. I think both the carriers and the risk managers are much more open to sharing information than what they used to be. I remember having big meetings before underwriting meetings, meetings with my boss saying, well, you know, let's talk about this, but don't talk about that. Don't tell them this. Don't tell them about that. And I imagine carriers were doing the same thing. It's like, well, don't tell them that we might merge, or, you know, don't tell them about this and the financials or anything else. And now it's like, yeah, let me tell you what our struggles are. Let me tell you what our successes have been and why we've gotten there. And I think that openness has just created such a much better partnership than what it used to be. It used to be kind of a them and us attitude, and now it's a true partnership, as it should be.
That's awesome. Where do you feel like the risk management profession is heading?
It has gone so much beyond what it used to be, and I think it's only going to continue to grow. While we may have always been considered to be risk managers, you know, I think our voice in the boardroom is valuable, and it's much more heard today than it used to be. Certainly at a senior executive level, it's heard. It is heard in the boardroom now, and it never used to be. You know, it used to be referred to as the insurance people, the insurance group. And while that's certainly a part of what we do, by no means is that all of what we do. It goes far beyond just purchasing insurance.
What do you think your biggest risk management success has been, or your biggest success in risk management?
Professionally, it's been placing a very difficult policy a few years ago. My previous employer, we'd had some struggles with the program. It was a very specialized policy that we were writing. We had some struggles with our carrier. They weren't quite meeting us on that partnership level. And I think finally getting that taken care of meant the success for both my company and the carrier. Personally, I would have to go back when I changed jobs a year ago. I'd been at my previous job for 24 years and looked for a new challenge. And after 24 years, it was a little nerve-wracking to think about making a change. I could have stayed where I was safe and comfortable, and I chose to expand my horizons. So that was a personal success story.
So now, why did you make that change?
After 24 years, I found myself a little bored. Every day I was doing the same thing that I had done a year before, and there weren't a lot of new challenges. It was a very mature risk management program. We had things down. We knew exactly what to do for every underwriting submission, and there just wasn't a lot of new things. And then the opportunity to start at Pinnacle came up, and I jumped at it. It's been a really fun thing to do, to start my own risk management program there. As their very first risk manager, it was a lot of it is education with other employees in the company. A lot of them didn't know what my role was going to be. They didn't know what risk management was. Many of them still refer to me as the insurance lady. But, I'm working on it. So you'll have to talk to the insurance lady about that.
So what about the financial piece? Have you been asked to prove what you've done financially to the bottom line or anything like that?
And actually this first year, that was an easy proof to provide. I report into finance. So obviously, the dollar is a big deal there. And, it was very easy because we are now a risk managed account for the carriers. They view us differently and we automatically go into a different underwriting category for them. So I've saved the company a significant amount of money on our renewals this year. Could somebody else have done the same thing? Of course, because any other risk manager, just by the fact that they're a risk manager, could have saved some money. I'd like to think that my expertise in the ag industry has helped as well. And it was a significant savings that opened everybody's eyes. And through that success, I'm carrying that success to putting some loss prevention programs in place, too, that are desperately needed.
What excites you about risk management? Why do you love doing this?
I love talking to carriers. I have a lot of underwriting meetings here at RIMS. That is my forte. I love hearing their story. I love telling my story. I really like that negotiation piece of it that goes into it, developing the relationship. I've always considered myself very much of a relationship buyer. I'm not going to market coverages every year just for the sake of marketing. If there's a reason to market it, I will. Sometimes I need to do it to make sure that we're getting the right premium and the right coverage. But I like to develop the relationships with our carriers.
So tell us about yourself personally. Do you have any children?
I am married. I have two young adult children, 27 and 23. I live in Denver. I've lived there for 35 years. I grew up in South Dakota. It's a great place to be from. I still have family there. I still go back. I love South Dakota, but I love living in Denver more.
Your children know what you do at work?
Yeah. They. It's been an education process with them as well. So, and it, my job change a year ago was actually very good for them to see that it's okay to make a change from time to time. Both of them are in jobs right now. The good news is they have jobs. The bad news is they're in jobs that are not as fulfilling as they should be for them. And so I keep telling them, you too can make a change.
So what's going on now with the Rocky Mountain RIMS chapter? Anything different or new?
I'm not entirely certain. I don't serve on their board anymore. My time is pretty well taken up with the RIMS board, but it continues to be a very vivid and healthy chapter. We're one of the largest chapters within the society, and they do a lot of good work. Right before coming here, I had met with another chapter who had asked for some insight on how to get students more involved with their chapter, which the Rocky Mountain chapter has done very well. We have a couple universities near us that offer risk management programs. The one that's right there in Denver, we invite their students to come to our meetings. The students love it. They bring a little more energy to the meetings. People like talking about their jobs to the students and trying to get them excited to come into the business and be our future.
Does RIMS have any new initiatives going on with the chapters or anything like that?
Not specifically with the chapters. We continue around the education focus. We've started a fairly large initiative to be a little more global than what we have been. We recently sent a group of board members and staff to China. China is looking to really grow the risk management industry there, and that was a really exciting thing for the society to do. So looking forward to expanding our global horizons, really. I think RIMS definitely has an international voice, and we're just looking to grow that and expand it a bit.
What about the students of risk management today? Are you impressed with the caliber of the students?
Absolutely. For somebody, and most of us in my age bracket have fallen into the risk management industry. We didn't go to school to do this. We didn't intend to ever be a risk manager. We just fell into it. And it's really exciting to see the students taking the risk management courses and really intending to do this for their career. My former employer, I did hire a recent graduate who had taken some risk management courses, and that was really fun to his excitement over it, his knowledge, and little jealous that he has that already in his career, and it took me a few years to get it because I didn't have the studies behind it. So yeah, that was good. I'm excited to see all the students here, and it's nice to see the next generation coming in to take over for when some of us are able to finally retire.
All right, thank you, Gloria. To find more resources for anyone in the risk management profession, visit thenationalalliance.com. Comment on this podcast or suggest topics for future podcasts, visit the National Alliance on LinkedIn and drop us a comment. You can also subscribe to the Speaking Insurance podcast on iTunes. This is Speaking Insurance.